If we're to put our language work to the side so we can help you with technical consultations, then I think you need to give us something in return, Deltari said. That will show Zemat your good intentions and foster his cooperation, she added.
Now Morgan narrowed his own eyes, and he took a moment to respond. He seldom negotiated with his underlings, especially with women. But Deltari had the president's support, and she demonstrated her worth as an asset.
What do you have in mind? He asked.
That was her opening, what she was hoping for.
I want better living arrangements for Zemat, expand his quarters, give him a more comfortable bed and a desk, and two comfortable chairs for us to sit and work in.
She suppressed a devious smile. These were easy asks, and she expected a yes to her simple requests.
We can do that, Morgan replied. We'll get to that as soon as possible. Now, let's talk about the next consultation we've set up.
Wait, Mr. Morgan, Deltari interrupted. There's more.
Morgan frowned.
As for myself, I want control over furnishing my office.
She waited for Morgan to nod his head yes, then she pressed for more.
And I want control over my wardrobe. I know it's the company uniform, but dressing in black in the hot desert is absurd, she said.
Morgan rolled his eyes, but these were doable demands, and he wanted to encourage Deltari and her work with Zemat. Deltari sensed her opportunity.
I want a Louis Vuitton briefcase.
You're pushing it, Deltari.
Deltari didn't get a no, so she reached for one more thing, and this was big.
And I don't want to stay overnights here on base. I want a suite in the best hotel in Las Vegas. Someone can drive me in and out every day. I can do my best work if I'm rested and well-fed.
Morgan released an audible sigh. He paused a minute, then said,
I'll give you these things, and you give me more information. Clear?
Clear,
Deltari replied, releasing a smug smile, keenly aware of the government's intentions and of her value to the program.